It's number one talk station. We're broadcasting live from Etimian Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. If you're watching on Facebook, welcome. If you're watching on YouTube, welcome. If you like to watch, just search for Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms, and you'll be able to join us live. Welcome to the last 1 hour of the show. Morning Crossfire is what we call it. We start at 5 a.m. and it's been an interesting ride all the way to this very, very moment. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Welcome. This morning, the last 1 hour, we're talking about 2023 Igbo presidency. How feasible is it? That's right. And we're going to make this very short and straight to the point. As you know, we have a very, very short time span on the show. So we're going to just go straight into it. I have the Secretary General of ANZ Igbo Lagos State Chapter, Chief Everest Ozonweke, on the show this morning. Chief Everest, good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Sheriff. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you here.
Thank you.
Let's start very quickly because of time. And please, Chief, we're going to make this very short and straight to the point so that we can get other people's views as well. Tell us about ANZ's position on the outcome of the Anambra election.
Our position has been that that election is quite an eye-opener. It brought a lot of things to the open.
Okay.
First, the IPOBs of this world have proved to the world that they are not terrorist organizations. Because if they were, that election wouldn't have been that free and fair and credible. So we thank God and every other stakeholders that made it possible for that election to be credible, to be free, to be fair. We are quite satisfied with the outcome of the
election. What do you think was responsible for that?
For the
outcome, for that fairness, free nature of that election?
You see, our President General, Ambassador Professor Giorgio Biozzo, have always said that he would not deny his children, but he would talk to them in the language that they will understand, which is dialogue. You know, they build up to that election.
Right.
There were a lot of strategic engagement.
Okay.
And we're happy that most of our youth, you know, give a listening ears to the voices of wisdom.
Okay.
So that calmed down a lot of nerves. An election, we all know how the polity was tensed. There was so much, you know, you can feel it, the negative vibes. The security report was negative, negative, negative for Anambra State election. But like, you know, a miracle of God, the election come in a way that is quite beyond our imagination. Free, fair, credible.
Indeed. Now, I'm going to talk to you about the seat at home, Monday seat at home. It seems dialogue hasn't worked in that area.
Yes, it hasn't worked, but we are not resting in our hours. We are still working towards that direction. A lot of things is quite responsible to that. But I tell you, in a couple of weeks to come, it is going to die off. It's going to die off.
What gave you the assurance that it's going to just end?
Yes. What gave me the assurance is people are becoming discontent.
Okay.
You know, with the ideas of sit at home.
Okay.
It has become like infused into our calendars in the Southeast that every Monday is sit at home. And why the sit at home? Of course, the kind of harassments that people encounter when they go out. What gives me assurance is that the magic of Anambra State election, we're still going to employ that into this sit at home situation. And we are still talking. IPOB are not responsible for the sit at home.
What is responsible? Who are the people responsible for that?
The people responsible. You see, the intrigues. There's a lot of intrigues.
I'm sure you know how much the Southeast is losing every Monday to that.
We are losing so much.
It's so much.
Economically, psychologically,
it's so much.
Social. We are losing so much. The whole Southeast. Being on lockdown on Monday.
Who are the people responsible for it?
Well, a lot of influences is responsible. Can you imagine what happens, the level of killings in Anambra State before that election?
Yes.
And after the election, we have relatively calm.
That's right.
You don't hear that news of killing here and there.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
And remember, I told you last time when I was here that strangers are quite in our space.
Yes, you mentioned that.
They are still there. But we are employing our, you know, native intelligence. We are trying to go through it in a way that is going to be win-win for all of us. We wouldn't want the Southeast to continue losing our resources this way. So a lot of talk is going on. A lot of talk is going on. I believe by come January, it will be quite a different thing. It will be quite a different thing. Everybody
by January next year.
Everybody want to start a new year afresh, new note, new ways of life. Our leaders are doing so much in these directions.
Indeed. We're going to go, before we move away from Southeast, I'm going to take a few calls, Chief. Please pardon me. Let's take a few calls to you know, jump on the two that we've touched. And we'll now go to the festive season in the Southeast. You know, what Hoaneze is doing as the APEC social culture organization from that region of the country, because a lot of people are apprehensive, and you know that this will hurt the economy of the Southeast, especially during the we know how attached, you know, Southeasterners are to their homes, to their states, to their people. But what is going on? But let's take a few calls first and talk about it. I would love to know if people will be traveling for festive period this time, really. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. That's exclusively for the female callers. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. We're streaming live on Facebook. We're also live on YouTube. Please share your thoughts and ideas with us on our topic this morning. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning. Hi, yes, good morning to you.
Comrade Ogbana, good morning, Ibrahim. Calling from New Cobra.
Good to have you.
Our guest in the studio is not being sincere.
Okay.
And that is a problem we will continue having. You know, his first thought opening was IPOB is not a terrorist. And that's why they were able to allow that election to have gone on. Look, it was the heat from the federal government. And that's why they back up. They said there will not be election until federal government insisted. Their apologies were saying government should not conduct that election. But government insisted, including some of us here, said they must not give ultimatum to federal government that election must hold. And that was what happened. But when they continue pampering this IPOB and thinking other Nigerians will succumb to them, let's wait and see what will happen.
Okay. Thank you. Chief, he seemed to think that you... not saying the entire truth.
Well, I wouldn't want him to take me out of context.
Okay.
You see, we must define what terrorist organizations are. But I don't think that is what this program is here this morning.
No, it's not.
But going into it, if we have a group that you can talk to and they listen to you and obey and come out and said, we hands off, I don't think that is the quality of a terrorist organization. We know the terrorists, we know their actions, we know their the kind of mayhem they create. You know, they don't look back. They don't hold back when they say, this is what we are going to do.
Chief, let's speak with Ike. Ike is in Lekki. Ike, morning to you.
Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning to you.
Thank you for picking my call.
Thank you for calling.
Like the first caller said, I think your guest is not doing justice to what you're asking him. How do you come to the public space and tell people, first of all, the opening speech was to praise IPOB with the massive destruction, deaths, and everything. You praise them for what happened during the election, and you're asking him, how come, what's giving him the confidence that from January this whole thing will come down? And he's talking left, talking right. People should please speak the truth. If you know who the terrorists are, if he doesn't know, he should keep quiet.
Let's be respectful. Let's be respectful.
Thank you.
Thank you too. I'm going to speak to Gerard. Gerard is a first time caller. Gerard, hi, morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning, Gerard. Welcome. You're live on
good
air
morning,
now.
Sir.
Welcome.
Yes, good morning, sir. Just quick one. Concerning the issue of IPOB terrorist organization or not. Mm. The issue is this. They are not, but the challenge is that they try to portray them as one.
Okay.
Our guest there, or your guest, is not really defending them, rather. He's saying the truth.
Okay.
The condition made them, there's this adage that say condition make crayfish to them.
Mm.
All right? Mm. They are asking for something. And anybody that is asking for something, don't come, they will never in any way become violent.
Right.
So it's just the condition that is making the whole thing. And people painting them, okay? Those people acting those things are strangers. They are never IPOBs.
Mm.
I'll still say to you, right. I'm not in support of them.
I hear you.
Okay, I'm not there.
I hear you.
But I'm
hear
saying
you.
The truth. Mm. I'm from Imo State. When the issue of Imo State came up,
right.
It was when this whole president governor came up. So he wants the citizens or indigenous of Imo State to subdue to him. That's when they started managing all those things, playing all those problems. And Anambra own started coming up. The same thing happened.
Right.
So why is it not happening in other states?
Hmm.
Why is it not happening in other eastern states? Why must it be these two states?
Hmm.
It's a question that Nigerians need to ask. And other people trying to say that they are
Jared,
groups.
Jared, thank
That's
you.
That's all I have to say.
Thank
to
you, Jared. We're going to speak with John. Then we'll talk about what I mentioned earlier before we started being the call. John is a first-time caller. John, hi. Morning to you. John, are you with us? Hello, John. Oh, John is no more on the telephone. Chief, quickly, let's talk about the festive period. I get calls every now and again about how there are multiple checkpoints, you know, along the routes to the eastern part of the country. Apart from that report, there is also the issue of insecurity, you know, in the southeast. Many people, you know, we're not even sure. Many people are not even sure whether they will go home this festive period. Let's start with the issue of checkpoints. That issue did not start today.
It did not start today.
Yes.
And it's part of the problem that we're having in the southeast as an ethnic group in Nigeria.
Why do you think there are so many checkpoints on the road?
There are so many checkpoints because we have been subjected to a particular kind of a classification in terms of the Nigerian state.
When you say we, who?
Yes,
who?
I'm talking about the southeast region.
So who subjected the southeast region to that?
Of course, it's the system, the state, from the federal.
The Nigerian government.
The Nigerian government.
Not just the present one.
No, it's not the present one.
The present one is still on. So we cannot remove the present government.
Yes, exactly.
The present government is there. It's part of it. But it's always been successive governments. That's what you're saying.
Exactly.
Okay.
The checkpoints we have from Ore to Onitsha did not start today.
Mm.
And we have complained and complained and complained. And, you know, when people, like the caller said, when you are looking for something, we are agitating for something, you employ different, you know, dynamics to see how far you can go to get what you are agitating for. When you subject somebody to torture, it is not just loss of revenue in the part of the southeasterners.
Mm.
I tell you, within this period of Christmas, between 150 to 200 million is going to be lost.
Oh, my word.
On checkpoints.
Alone. Because of bribes.
And it's not just the bribe you're going to pay. The level of intimidation and fears, without considering you are traveling with your children, you are traveling with your wife, you are going home, for crying out loud, within the confines of your country. This is not outside Nigeria. And from one checkpoint to the other, the same thing. You are particulars. And if you don't, you know, if you have any problem in terms of maybe where you're supposed to sign, you didn't sign, that is it. You are in for it. A journey that can take you maybe 9 hours, you find yourself even spending the whole day just because of checkpoints. So we are crying out to the Inspector General of Police that something should be done about the level of checkpoints we have in the southeast. I do travel to the north.
Okay.
It is not that like that. From Ibadan to Abuja, How many states, what's the kilometers? How many checkpoints do we have there? Even with the heightened insecurity in the north, the level of checkpoints we have from Ore to Onitsha is triple than what we have.
Do you think it can end? Do you think this can end?
Yeah, of course it can end. It depends if the Inspector General of Police and government, you know, come up with the political way to say we are putting an end to this. We are not against securities.
Yeah.
We are not against the police. But we're asking that they should employ human face when carrying out their duties, most especially within this festive period. It is going to be tripled than what we have now. As day goes by, as 25th of December comes closer,
yeah,
it will be daily triple of roadblocks.
What would be your advice to travelers this festive season?
My advice would be, please, before you put your vehicle on the way, make sure that your particulars are okay. Make sure that the custom duties you pay are confirmed okay by the customs.
Chief Ozo, let's go to break. Let's go to a short break. When we return, we'll take more calls from our listener. Lagos, stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is an infomercial.
Okay, hold on. There's not going to be an infomercial, but why we spend this, we have about 2 or 3 minutes or so. So, Chief Ozo, I would like you to wrap up on your thought about, you know, your advice to people willing to travel this festive period.
Yes, there are issues. We have seen vehicles.
Okay.
People traveling with their vehicle to the east.
Okay.
And getting to Ijabode, the customs will turn that vehicle back to federal operations at Ikeja. Why? Because probably on the payment of duty. And some of us are not aware the process of payment of custom duties and valuations, what they are.
Okay.
All you know is that you have bought a vehicle,
mm-hmm,
and you're happy you bought a vehicle and you're traveling.
And you want to take
so
it home.
So my advice is, please, if you're buying a vehicle, make sure that the duty paid in that vehicle is equivalent to the normal duty payment, you know, accrued to the vehicle.
Yeah.
Before you start moving outside Lagos, going to the east.
I know this question will probably take more time because we've talked about the checkpoints. And the reason why that is quite important is the number of time that is lost on that road and number of revenue that will be lost on that road, especially the residents. But another thing is, do you think the insecurity situation in the southeast wouldn't discourage people from traveling? But like I said, this time would not be enough. So we're going to go on this break. Then we come back and talk about the insecurity and the festive season. Then the 2023 presidency, Igbo presidency, when we return. Lagos, stay with us. Nigeria Info 99.3 Morning Crossfire. The Secretary of Hanes Ndigbo, Lagos, Chief Everest Azonweke is here with me. I'm Sheriff Kodri. I'll be back. 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome back. Chief Everest Azonweke is still here. The Secretary of Hanes Ndigbo, Lagos. Chief, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
We don't have much time left, but let's quickly jump to Igbo presidency. What is Hanes' position come 2023 Igbo presidency drive?
Our position is that the needful must be done.
What's the needful?
The needful is that all the political parties should zone their presidency aspirant to the southeast in the spirit of fairness, in the spirit of one nation, in the spirit of equity.
Why should they?
Ah, well, you look at the permutations so far. The southwest have had their share. The north have had theirs. Okay? Even the our brothers from the Niger Delta, everybody have theirs. So, in eyes of equity, talking about Igbo presidency or political parties zoning their presidency to the southeast shouldn't be a contest.
Chief, you know, I have to bring you back here again because we're absolutely out of time. Thank you so much for coming on the Morning Crossfire today.
Wow.
I am Sheriff Lagos.
Thank you,
we
Sheriff.
We have to go. Good morning to you.
Thank you.
The Morning Crossfire continues after this. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.